is all we got. That's it.
It's Christmas time in the Montgomery home. Daddy's acting all crazy again. Mama got herself a bloody nose. Daddy slapped her in the face again. Why they always gotta fight so much? Damn. Mama face swole. Me and my bros in a panic state. If that's the case, yo, I can't just stay around us. Everything was fine, we just had dinner. We got all the He-Mans, Battle Cat, Adam, and Cringer. Even Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain. Now we sitting listening to y'all argue about how y'all plan this date. And y'all just admitted to us Santa fake. So Kid Fishes just ran away pouting. Now I gotta go and console him. He wasn't nothing but a spoiled little boy then. Little naive with an innocent cry. All he ever wanted to do was fit in with us. And y'all bought him a pair of fake Timberlands and put him in a real Timberland box. I'll never forget them boots, they was called Rugged Outbacks. Mama went and found him at Payless and made us promise not to say nothing. And Pop came in like he ain't know nothing about it. Like, Judy, you gon' send that boy out in public like that? He'll be just fine. These kids ain't about to be looking down at his feet for no treat. And she really meant that. Meanwhile, this little arrogant nigga called himself stunting on me and Greg with him talking about where y'all Tim's at. But he was too young to detect sarcasm, so we was like, nigga, where your Tim's at?
It's Thanksgiving in the Montgomery home. Greg just came in here drunk again. Now mama trying to cover for him. She afraid my daddy gonna punch him again.
Why you gotta get drunk so much? Damn. I wish you would just stay where you was at instead of coming home all rude and disrespecting all of father rules and shit. Man, the mood to switch me and Vicious Plan Connect for our favorite movie just came on the tube and this ironic is Bloodsport and I'm looking at Frank Dukes and shit thinking you should split before daddy come down these stairs at his basement and see you wasted. But he just cut me off like that nigga ain't gon' do shit. But the truth is this, he couldn't whoop my dad even if he was sober. I know cause he tried once, ended up unconscious, a broke arm and a toothless chip. My big bro got a lot of emotional problems. He feel that we was all abused as kids. He saw mama get dragged down all kind of stairs like a rag doll when he was two. And this is back when daddy used to sniff cocaine, cocaine. He had to be subjected to this when he gets drunk. He gets to losing it, he gets the illusion it. He gon' protect us all from the big bad wolf. Stand up to him and prove some shit. But all he really doing is stressing mama. Got it going. Boy, you know your daddy up there sleep. The food is ready. Why don't you stop making all this noise and just let him stay asleep?
The turkey's done in the Montgomery home. Dad has just been awakened again. Greg is making all kinds of noise. Dad is on his way angry again.
Who is that making all that goddamn noise?
Not me.
Greggy, get up here. You been out there drinking again? What the fuck I tell you about coming to my house with this disrespectful shit, nigga? Where the fuck you done been? I'm thinking to myself, Greg, please don't say nothing stupid, man. Every time my daddy in his drawers and he's standing in the hallway mad at somebody, I swear to God he got the same strength as Superman. My brother turned around and just walks in the kitchen without even giving an answer, with his back to him. Like, I ain't gotta talk to you, nigga. Nigga, you don't hear me talking to you? Next thing my brother did is something that when it comes to my father, it's something you just don't do. He looked him right in his eyes and he asked him, what the fuck is you gonna do? My father hit him so hard his body hit the stove. The oven dough hit the fucking floor. The turkey fell out the oven hole and landed near the stairs. Now daddy's standing over Greg talking about, nigga, you ain't hurt. Get up, get up. Then here come Vish talking about, dad, I don't think you gonna get up. Then mama went damn near hysterical. She called the police. The police came. Neighbors was all in the street watching the cops taking my father out in handcuffs. Damn, man, that shit was real embarrassing. To all my friends I grew up with who grew up fatherless, I know through me you live vicariously. I want you to know that we ain't no better than you or yours. We all needed therapy. We care about each other more than we care about if anybody understands us. What I'm trying to say is fuck you and happy holidays from the Montgomery family.
Excuses no more, more. Life took me on a roller coaster ride. I've been up, I've been down, all the whippings and my daddy gave. Took me on highs, turned around and then took me on lows. Oh, that I think about it, I use that shit as fuel. Then I changed it and now can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? That I'm a grown man with power, yeah. Let me use that, yeah. If you was raised in a strict home like me, felt alone like me, and it gave you power, you can do it too. Just look at me. See, I'm a grown man with power, yeah. Everybody say, yeah. If
you don't know the meaning of abuse. If you've been through so much and nothing nobody can do to you. Now can't you feel it? I'ma run away. We somehow became a grown man with hope. You can do it too. If I can do it, use it. I was a runaway. I was a runaway. It's nothing none of y'all can do to me. Do to me.
When you were a child growing up with granddad and granny, did you really feel like granddad was a good father to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All my friends.
Me and my niggas fold deep in a white Toyota. A quarter tank of gas, one pistol, and orange soda. Janky stash box when the federal rallies to roll up. Basketball shorts with the Gonzalez Park odor. We on the mission for bad bitches in trouble. I hope the universe love you today. Cause the energy we bring is sure to carry away. A flock of positive activists and fill their body with hate if it's necessary. Bumpin' Cheesy first album, looking distracted. Speaking language only, we know you think it's an accent. The windows roll down, all I see is a hand pass it. Hotboxing like George Foreman, grilling the masses of the working world. We pulled up on a bunch of working girls and asked them what they working with. Look at me, I got the blunt in my mouth. Usually I'm drug free, but shit, I'm with the homies.
Yeah, nigga, we off a pill and Remy Red. Come through and bust your head, nigga.
Me and the homies.
Sag all the way to the liquor store with my niggas pouring four and get twisted some
more. Me and the homies.
I ride for my motherfucking niggas. Hop out, do my stuff, then hop back in.
Me and the homies.
Matter of fact, I hop out that motherfucking be like, do, 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 do.
It's 2:30 and the sun is beaming. Air conditioner broken, I hear my stomach screaming. Hungry for anything unhealthy, and if nutrition can help me, I'll tell you to suck my dick, then I'll continue eating. We speeding on the 405 passing Westchester. You know the light-skinned girls and all the little dresses, good lord. They knew we weren't for round there, cause every time we down there, we pulling out the Boost Mobile SIM cards. Bougie bitches with no extensions, hood niggas with bad intentions. The perfect combination. Before we sparked the conversation, we seen three niggas in colors we didn't like to start interrogating. I never was a gangbanger, I mean I never was stranger to the folk neither. I really doubt it. Rush a nigga quick and then we laugh about it. That's ironic cause I never been violent until I'm with the homies.
Just riding, just riding.
Me and the homies.
Bullshit, acting a fool.
Me and the homies.
Tripping, really tripping.
Me and the homies.
Just riding, just riding, just riding.
Bragging about the episode we just had. A shot of Hennessy didn't make me feel that bad. I'm usually a true firm believer of bad karma. Consequences from evil will make you pass harder. We tryna conquer the city with disobedience. Quick to turn it up even if we ain't got the CD in. But Jeezy still playing and our attitude is still, nigga, what is you saying? Pull in front of the house that we've been camping out for like 2 months. The sun is going down as we take whatever we want. I hit the back window in search of any Nintendo DVDs, plasma screen TVs in the trunk. We made a right, they made a left, they made a right, they made a left. We was just circling life, my mama called. Kicking it, I should have told her I'm probably about to catch my first offense with the homies. But they made a right, they made a left, they made a right, then another right. One lucky night with the homies.
And this is the art of peer pressure. This is the art of peer pressure.
Me and the homies.
This is the art of peer pressure. This is the art of peer pressure.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't gonna work.
Crazy shit.
Stupid shit, man.
Hey, yo, Easy.
Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say,
It's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out.
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. You say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chase him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Hell, and I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking, and from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left, I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the pad. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw him right across and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Then wrapped the 6'4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I went to get them out, but there was no bail. The fellas caught the ride in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cut a foot. Stretching up the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. He yelled out fire. Then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch, but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass, but that was a blast from the past, motherfucker.
You know it ain't no stopping all the dogs I'm dropping. It's Friday night, so and deep dish datings. You know how we do it. Ain't nothing to it but the floss. Overcrowded, Harrison Ross. Cause if you fuck with us, we leave scars. Out of G-Ride cars, living like stars. Might hit the highway on the Vegas run. Fool, cause it's Friday.
Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care.
Standing outside on a Friday, living on the edge. Cause we all got them hard heads. It seems like we all are waiting for the drive-by. Playing tag with Satan, but we chilling. Yeah, we ready and willing. You hear about the latest West Side killing? 40 sipping, set tripping, 4 dipping, pistol gripping, never slipping. BG's trying to hang out. But OG saying, take your little ass in the house. My big homie just got out. Used to be down, now he's just cracked out. He was about as hard as Darth Vader. In a sweatshirt, khakis, and Chuck Taylors. Just seen him in the driveway. Getting beat like a smoker, fool, cause it's Friday.
Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care.
Chase the cat, or settle for a hood rat. Dookie braids, no dreadlocks. Flying in and out of town with half a chicken in a cock. And I love her, cause she down to fuck around with the underground. Pussy ham, and her ass is big, round and wide. Jacked up, make a nigga down the ride. Smoking indo, playing that Super Nintendo. Hit her out of tat on my window. Gave her ass that pelvic thrust. Don't trust the rubber cause it's bound to bust. In the oven, in the nappy, I had on 2 so I was happy. Cause that HIV will make your dick hang sideways. And that ain't cool, fool, cause it's
Friday. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care.
On TV, quite the great life, so nice and easy. See, now you can still die from that, but it's better than not being alive from straps. Agreed, a meat notebook and a big that clip when it's pushed and a whack whack beat. That's a track that's weak that he got last week, cause everybody in the stew was like, that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went,
stack that cheese.
Something, something, something,
stack that cheese.
Mother, sister, cousin,
stack that cheese.
He couldn't think of nothing,
stack that cheese.
He turns down the beat, writer's block impedes. Crying from the next room, a baby in need of some pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC.
One you never heard of, I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop just saved me. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the murder,
reps north side, so he rocks them braids. 1100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the grave, tatted up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Down baby mama, who he really at the honor. Cause she was his biggest fan, even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with the open enough for amateurs. Let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequins. You dig, dig, dig.
What you never heard of? I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip hop you saved me. One you never heard of. I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip hop you saved my life.
This man called, said your time might be now. They played your freestyle over Wipe Me Down. They played it two times, said it might be crowned as the best thing out the H-Town in a while. He picked up his son with a great big smile, rapped every single word to the newborn child. Then he put him down and went back to the kitchen and put on another beat and got back to the mission to get his mama out the hood, put her somewhere in the woods, keep his lady looking good, have her rolling like she should, show his homies it's a way other than that flipping yay. Bail his homie out of jail, put a lawyer on his case, throw a concert for the school, show the shoulders that it's cool, throw some candy on the cat and chuck the deuce and act a fool. Man, it feels good when it happens like that. 2 days from going back to... Yes, sir, sir, sir.
What you never heard of? I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop you saved me. One you never heard of? I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop you saved my life. One you never heard of? I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop you saved me. One you never heard of? I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop you saved my life.
Yeah.
Hip-hop you saved
my life. Roll your eyes on me. For your eyes only. For your eyes only. For your eyes. For your eyes only. Hey, niggas be dying on the daily. It seems my dreams faded for far too long. The consequences deadly. Can't visualize myself as nothing but a criminal. Control the block, serving up rocks and stay subliminal. Cause young niggas is hard headed, they letting off. Full of adrenaline, ignorant to what death can cause. Ain't no coming back, family dressed in black. Plus it's hot now, the cops outside. It's hard to flip a pack. And my daughter gotta eat. Her mama be stressing me like I ain't the one who put them J's on her feet. Like I ain't out in the field like that. I might be low for the moment, but I will bounce back despite the charges. Back to the wall, I fight regardless, screaming fuck the law, my life is lawless. That's what you call it, ain't gotta be no psychic to see this is like the farthest thing from heaven. This is hell and I don't mean that hyperbolic. I tried to find employment even if it's wiping toilets, but these felonies be making life the hardest. Resisting the temptation to run up and swipe a wallet, or run up on your yard, snatch your daughter bike and pawn it. That's why I write this sonnet. If the pressure get too much for me to take and I break, play this tape for my daughter and let her know my life is on it. For your eyes.
Let her know my life is on it.
For your eyes.
For your eyes only.
For your eyes, do you understand? For your eyes, do you understand me? For your eyes, do you understand? For your eyes, do you understand me? For your eyes, do you understand? For your eyes, do you understand me? For your eyes, do you understand? For your eyes.
You probably grown now, so this song will hit you. If you hearing this, unfortunately means that I'm no longer with you. In the physical, not even sure if I believe in God, but because you still alive, it got me praying that the spiritual is real, so I can be a part of you still. My pops was killed too, so I know how part of you feels. Maybe you hate me, maybe you miss me, maybe you spite me. Life goes in cycles, maybe you'll date a nigga just like me. I hope not. I'm tired of dope spots and fiends to smoke rocks. I seen far too many niggas' hopes rot. I'm writing this because me and the devil had a dance. Now I see death around the corner, apologizing in advance. Don't know if I ever had a chance. At a glance, I'm a failure. Addicted to pushing paraphernalia. But daddy had dreams once. My eyes had a gleam once. Innocence disappeared by the age of 8 years. My pops shot up.
drug related. Mama addicted, so granny raised me in projects where thugs was hanging. Blood was staining the concrete. Older niggas I love talk like they was above, maintaining a timesheet. That slow money picked up the family business by the age of 13. 6 years later was handed sentence. Round the same time as when you came in this world, me and your mama thinking, what the fuck we naming this girl? I told her Nina, the prettiest name that I could think of, for the prettiest thing my eyes had ever seen. I was 19, took me 2 felonies to see the trap this crooked ass system set for me. And now I fear it's too late for me to ever be the one to set examples that was never set for me. I'm living fast but not fast enough, cause karma keeps on catching up to me. And if my past becomes the death of me, I hope you understand.
For your eyes, do you understand? For your eyes, do you understand me? For your eyes, do you understand? Understand? For your eyes, do you understand me? For your eyes, do you understand? Understand? For your eyes, do you understand me? For your eyes, do you understand? For your eyes.
In several ways I could've went out, too many to count. Was it the trigger happy crackers that the badges give clout? Was it the young niggas blasting frustrated cause the cash running out? Niggas don't know how to act in a drought. See, baby girl, I realize my definition of a real nigga was skewed. My views misshaped by new mixtapes that confirm the shit I learned in the streets was true. That real niggas don't speak when they beef with you. They just pull up on your street, let the heat hot you. And if a real nigga hungry, he gon' eat your food. I was a fool, spent all my time ducking school, ducking cops, ducking rules, hugging blocks that don't love you. I pray you find a nigga with goals and point of views much broader than the corner. If not, it's gon' corner you into a box where your son don't even know his pops. In the cyclical nature of doing time continues, my worst fear is one day that you come home from school and see your father face while hearing about tragedy on news. I got the strangest feeling your daddy gon' lose his life soon. And sadly, if you listening now, it must mean it's true. But maybe there's a chance that it's not, and this album remains locked in a hard drive like valuable jewels. And I can teach you this in person like I'm teaching you to tie your own shoes. I love you and I hope to God I don't lose you. For your eyes on me. Daddy called me, told me he had a funny feeling. What he been dealing with lately, he wasn't telling. I tried to pick his brain, still he wasn't revealing. But I could feel the sense of panic in his voice and it was chilling. He said, Jermaine, I knew you since we was cheering. I never asked for nothing. When times was hard, I never had discussions with you begging you to help me. I dealt with the repercussions of my actions. I know you tried to steer me away from that shit, but that shit was in my blood. You know my life, I know your mama, nigga, send my love. In case I never get a chance to speak again, I won't forget the weekend spent sleeping at your crib. That's the way I wish my family lived, but my granny crib was in the jacks. I had to interject like, nigga, what you talking about? Fuck is you getting at? He said, listen, I got no time to dive into descriptions, but I've been having premonitions, just calling visions from the other side. I got a feeling I won't see tomorrow, like the time I'm living on is borrowed. With that said, the only thing I'm proud to say, I was a father. Write my story down, and if I pass, go play it for my daughter when she ready. And so I'm leaving you this record for your eyes only. Don't you ever scratch or disrespect it. This perspective is a real one, another lost feel, son. I dedicate these words to you and all the other children affected by the mass incarceration in this nation that sent your pops to prison when he needed education. Sometimes I think this segregation would have done us better, although I know that means that I would never be brought into this world, cause my daddy was so thrilled when he found him a white girl to take back to Jonesboro with Lil Zach and Cole Rare. barely 1 year old. Now it's 30 years later, making sure the story's told. Girl, your daddy was a real nigga, not cause he was cold, not because he was the first to get some pussy 12 years old, not because he used to come through in the caddy on some Vogues, not because he went from bagging up them grams to serving those. Now your daddy was a real nigga, not cause he was hard, not because he lived a life of crime and sat behind some bars, not because he screamed fuck the law, although that was true. Your daddy was a real nigga cause he loved you. For your eyes only.
I wanna go to hell, cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Tims and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst, lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's two. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Roll the magnum till my head threatened to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Nigga, talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the Pookie and New Jack. Except when I cross over, there ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral front and like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak.
Ayo,
I'm sick
on,
of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
Ayo, chill.